Well, during Melbourne's mammoth 2020 lockdown, there was a social bubble allowed for singles. Now, on week 5 of the Sydney lockdown, the New South Wales government's announced a similar scheme. It means people living alone can nominate a designated person to visit their home and help combat isolation and loneliness. Carly Williams reports.
Week 5 of Sydney's lockdown and people living alone are starting to feel it.
I know there's some privilege in saying that you live alone, you can afford rent and all that kind of stuff, but I didn't sign up to be isolating this whole entire time.
Sandy McIntyre lives by themselves in Sydney's Dulwich Hill in the inner west. They say day in, day out without human interaction has been tough.
When I start my day, I try and start with exercise. And then by the time that 2 p.m. hits, I just get depressed. I don't know what to do with myself. I find myself sitting at my dining table, literally just staring out onto the balcony and trying to not get into this horrible habit of just drinking every single night.
But now there's some relief. Today, Premier Gladys Berejiklian announced people living alone can nominate a designated person to visit their home. Single bubble, buddy system, social bubble, whatever you want to call it, there are rules.
You can't have a different person every day. You have to nominate the one person that is your buddy or is your or is part of your singles bubble for the next 4 weeks.
The one person nominated to visit must live within 10 kilometres. The visitor can live with other people, but it's not a free rein to visit multiple households. Single people cannot visit households where more than one person are living. If the single person lives in any of the 8 hotspot council areas, their buddy must also live within the same LGA. Once you've chosen your buddy, you can't change them.
Look, who would have thought that this would be, you know, the big win of this week? But
celebrate the small things, right?
Celebrate the small things.
That's Erin. She lives alone in an apartment in Camperdown in Sydney's inner west. She's happy about the move, but says it comes way too late.
It does kind of rub salt into the wound. It's going, A, you live on your own and you're doing this alone. B, we're not going to make provisions for you to make this any more bearable. It's a massive slap in the face to any kind of priority of mental health as well, right?
New South Wales Chief Health Officer Kerry Chant acknowledging mental health concerns are helping drive her decisions.
So there's a range of settings that have been put in place, and they actually try and address fundamentally a range of health issues. So government obviously considers COVID control, mental health, sustainability.
Sandy McIntyre is grateful for the new rule, although they're still wading through the specifics.
But then again, it's still trying to understand, am I able to go to somebody else's house or is it just someone come to mine?
Another issue, who to choose?
Yeah, it's like that MySpace top 10 situation. And how do you do that? And who's going to give you what you need? And how are you going to give them what they need as well at the same time?
That's Sandy McIntyre ending Carly Williams' report.